Hey, y'all, I'm Michael.
I'm Keith.
This is David.
So we're going to start this podcast off, kind of let y'all know what's going on. This is the men's event we've been talking about. What's your story? Mm-hmm. Before we get started, I'm going to ask Keith to pray us in here.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for the day. We thank you for the group. We can come together. We can put aside our differences. And we can come to a knowledge of you that unites us. We just pray that through the day we'll share, we'll uplift one another, but most of all we'll exalt you. And we just thank you for every opportunity you give us to be able to come together. And we just ask you to be with us this morning. Bless this time. Bless the worship. Bless the message. Bless the food. But most of all, we just ask you to be with us. Amen.
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 So, some of you might not know it, but we do a podcast called Our Journey. And me, David, and Keith got this thing started up a little more than a year ago. And it's been a blessing.
It's been a journey.
It's definitely been a journey, but it's been a blessing to be able to reach out and help others become aware become aware of Jesus Christ. Now we spent better part of last year with David telling the story of our family. He's got the best memory of us all, so he could remember all the stories way back, and he brought them to us. And we brought some of our aunts on, and they talked, and you know, they give us how they remembered the farm and different things. And the reason we started this was so we knew where our faith come from. So we knew that our mamas, our daddies, our uncles, our aunts, grandma, grandpa, they lived to teach us about Jesus. And but it's all led us here to this podcast to put this men's event together so we can talk to more men about Jesus and not be afraid to voice your beliefs. Don't be scared to talk about Jesus, whether you're in your job, whether you're out fishing, hunting, whatever. Talk about Jesus, because he did die for our sins. You got something, Keith? David?
I just, you know, coming up the hill this morning, riding a gator, it's kind of like riding a horse. You can walk the pastures, walk the fields, smell the air. Coming across the branch, that's what we call the creeks on both sides of the farms, the branch. But coming across that branch, and it was such a pretty morning, I said, God's with us. Because it's been, this week, the weather's been pretty terrible around here.
Yeah.
But this morning, it's beautiful. And I can tell God's with us, and I think Grandma and Grandpa's smiling at us right now. But I am proud that all of y'all came, every one of you. I hope that every one of you gets a blessing of some sort. If you're hurting, I hope you get healed. If you're looking for answers, I hope you find them. But most of all, I hope you feel like you're loved, because we love you. God loves you. And the way we look at it is we're all family.
That's right.
So if you don't feel anything else today, I hope you feel love.
Growing up out here on the farm, it was a unique thing to move here when I was six and grow up running the creeks. And now pastoring family that my mom and dad came back to pastor. But I can't call it a challenge to pastor because I see everybody as family.
It's got to be a challenge.
David's sitting here telling me it's got to be a challenge. No, I do a lot of other things that are a lot more challenging. The Lord blesses me to be able to do this. And today, hopefully, this will be the least that I have to do. Because my prayer is that there's going to be so many messages and stories shared today that I don't really have to say a whole lot. And I'm just thankful for a group that shows up. So the backstory is, yes, I planned it for today. The bigger backstory is that when I looked at the calendar, I don't know how many times I checked to make sure that there was not a Georgia game today. I looked at it three or four times. I planned it. Yes, you got it right. I missed it.
Go Dogs.
And I put it out there, and one of the members in the church called and said, you do realize that there is a Georgia game. I said, no, there's not. I checked it, and I checked it. Evidently, when I checked it, I put in October 18th, or I was looking at October, and it had an 18th on a Saturday, and November had one on a Saturday, and I just missed it. So I thank all y'all for coming on a Georgia day. I'm thankful that we had a good crowd show up at the ball game last night for Pierce County.
Yeah.
Of theirs.
So,
sorry.
So, the plan is, I'm going to go ahead and say it, we're going to plan something in Pierce County once a quarter. It's not always going to be here. We don't know where it'll be, but the hope is that more...
We're going to have a date before today's over with.
Yeah, more men will come and say, hey, can we have it over here? Patterson, Blackshear, may go to Offerman, Bristol. But we move around the county, and we have an event like this where people come together, men, and we encourage, bring your kids.
Yes.
Bring your boys. You know, and then this evening, we're going to have a tent revival. Well, that may be another church's tent revival week, and we just help them out and start it off on Saturday instead of Sunday. I don't know. We found out we're pretty fluid. If you've listened to the podcast, it can go any number of ways.
Yeah.
But we're thankful for y'all coming out, so...